Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming.
Reading from John chapter 1, verse 2. He was with God in the beginning. That was John chapter 1, verse 2. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. Picking right up where we left off yesterday with this special by Surround Bible. And you can find out more at surroundbible.com.
In the beginning was the Word.
Last time on Surround Bible,
the true light was coming into the world.
Rejoice! Blessed are you among women. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall name him Jesus.
When the voice of your greeting came into my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy.
Let there be light!
Welcome to Surround Bible. Welcome to The Wonder. And now, the real story of Christmas.
So it was while they were there. The day had come for her to give birth.
Shh, shh. I've got you. There you are. Shh. Go to sleep now. I did it.
She brought forth her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in the same country, staying in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night.
Wait, a beautiful night.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you today, in David's city,
a savior, who is Christ, the Lord.
I don't understand.
This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough.
Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
So it was when the angels went away from them into the sky, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem now and see this thing that has happened."
"Yes, yes, which the Lord has made known to us."
"Yes, yes, to us."
They came with haste and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a feeding trough.
There was a bright light all around us. It was glory.
Now that they had seen him, they talked far and wide, sharing the saying which was spoken to them about this child. All who heard it wondered at the things which were spoken to them by the shepherds.
They started praising God.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Yes, it was just as the angel said.
Mary.
There.
Mary kept all these things, and she pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them.
You're listening to Surround Bible. You can always stop by for a visit at surroundbible.com. Welcome back to Surround Bible. Welcome to the wonder.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world didn't recognize him. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And we beheld his glory. Such glory as of the one and only Son of the Father. Oh, full of grace and truth.
When 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of purification, according to the law of Moses, were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
Thank you.
As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Behold,
today.
There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon.
I will see him.
This man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So, he came in the Spirit into the temple.
That man knows us.
Yes, he's looking this way.
When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, that they might do for him according to the custom of the law. Then he received him into his arms and blessed God.
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples.
Mary.
A light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Oh. Joseph and Mary were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
behold, this child is set for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which is spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul. That the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
There was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she had been a widow of about 84 years, who didn't depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and petitions night and day. Coming up at that very hour,
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
She gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem.
Who is bringing our redemption? May I hold him, please?
Of course.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Where is he who is born King of the Jews?
King of the Jews?
Yes.
For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Yes. When King Herod heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people,
where is he to be born, the Christ?
He asked them where the Christ would be born.
In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written through the prophet. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the princes of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people, Israel.
Bring them to me immediately.
Right away, my lord.
Then and Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared.
And you have my blessing.
He sent them to Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word, so that I also may come and worship.
Yes,
thank you, my king. Thank you.
They, having heard the king, went their way. And behold, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. They came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Opening their treasures, they offered to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country another way.
What?
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceedingly angry.
I declare all male children up to 2 years old throughout Bethlehem to be executed by order of King Herod.
And sent out and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding countryside from 2 years old and under, according to the exact time which he had learned from the wise men. Which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying,
"A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children. She wouldn't be comforted, because they are no more. No more. No more."
Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Oh, no. Mary, wake up. Wake up. Huh? Mary.
What is it?
Mary, we have to leave.
He arose and took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
The child was growing and becoming strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets,
Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end.
You're listening to Surround Bible. You can always stop by for a visit at surroundbible.com. And now a special feature as we take you behind the scenes of Surround Bible.
Hi, I'm John Fornoff, producer for Surround Bible, and I have with me Chris Anthony, and I have Jonathan Cotton, and both Chris and Jonathan were part of our cast in Surround Bible. Chris played the part of Anna, the prophetess Anna, and Jonathan played everything else, I think. Jonathan, you played a lot of roles. It was amazing. Anyway, we are just honored to have you both with us, so thank you for being with us today. Let's reverse it. Let's go. Let's have you guys be the host, and I'll be the guest. Go ahead. You can ask me anything you want about Surround Bible.
So John, what's the next big chapter for the Surround Bible?
I'm glad you asked that. It's very exciting what we have ahead. Just did the real story of Christmas, and next up is the real story of Easter.
Ooh.
And so we're going to do two or three episodes and just take us through the real story of what really happened at Easter from the gospel accounts. It's going to be word for word, and it's going to be exciting. And I cannot wait to do that. And then what we want to do is go to the Gospel of John.
Mm. Wow.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said,
Mary? They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
And by around that time, a little bit later, we're going to release as a weekly radio show all across the country. We're going to do all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then we'll do Acts to Revelation. And then we'll go to Genesis.
Let there be light.
Go all the way to Malachi.
Moses.
Here I am.
See the salvation of the Lord.
The battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Episodes.
Wow.
And we are eventually going to be, this is the big picture, we're going to be a daily radio show internationally. It'll be an app on your phone. You can go on the website. There will be so many ways you can get it. We'll stream it.
Welcome to Surround Bible. Welcome to The Wonder.
Well, Chris and Jonathan, it's been great to be with you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you with us on this adventure we're on, and I can't wait to see where God takes us next.
You've been listening to The Real Story of Christmas, presented by Surround Bible.
That concludes this two-day special, Surround Bible. Find out more at surroundbible.com, surroundbible.com. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this storytelling. And if you missed a portion, want to hear it again, or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.